Welcome in. Today we're doing a super satisfying drum and bass transition. The tape stop drop reveal, built-in arrangement view in Ableton Live, using stock devices. This is that classic moment where everything feels like it's physically slowing down. The pitch dives, and then bang, the drop hits clean at full speed. It's a really reliable trick in DNB, because the genre already has so much forward motion. When you suddenly take that motion away, the contrast sells the impact. By the end, you'll have a printed audio clip you can treat like sound design. You'll be able to chop it, stretch it, fade it, automate it, and you'll have a repeatable workflow you can reuse in any project. Let's set the scene first. Set your tempo to something typical for drum and bass. 170 to 174 BPM is perfect. Now go to Arrangement View and find your drop. Let's say, for example, your drop starts at bar 33. That means bars 29 to 32 could be your pre-drop build, rolling drums, the bass phrase finishing, maybe a little riser or impacts to build tension. Here's the important concept. The tape stop works best when it happens right near the end of the pre-drop, usually the last half bar, the last bar, or even just the final beat. And if you add a tiny gap right before the drop, it hits even harder. Next decision. Why are we actually tape stopping? You have two main options. Option 1, and the easiest to get sounding good fast, is tape stopping the whole mix, drums, bass, effects, everything. It's dramatic and it's immediately readable to the listener. Option 2 is tape stopping only drums and bass, while leaving some effects or ambience moving. That can sound more controlled and more pro, but for your first one, I want you to pick option 1. Tape stop the whole mix, you'll learn the core move, and then you can get fancy later. Now we do the key arrangement view trick. We're going to print the pre-drop to audio. This is why this method is so beginner-friendly. Instead of trying to take stop 10 different tracks with automation, we commit it to one audio clip, and then warp that clip. Create a new audio track and name it Tape Stop Print. Now route audio into it. If you're doing the whole mix, set the track's audio from to master. If you were doing only a group, you'd choose that group instead, but today, master is the move. Arm the Tape Stop Print track for recording. Now set your loop braces to capture the moment you want. I like recording a little more than I need, because it gives you room to edit. For example, loop from bar 31 to bar 33 if your drop is at bar 33. That gives you the last couple bars of build plus the moment where the drop starts, and then we'll trim it properly. Now record into arrangement. Hit arrangement record and let it play through. When it's done, disarm the track. You should now have a clean printed recording that matches your build. Quick coaching note here, commit early, edit fearlessly. Once you've printed, stop thinking of it as the mix and start thinking of it as raw material. You're allowed to ruin it. The drop is your reset button. Now do a little cleanup. If you recorded a chunk and you want it as one neat clip, select the printed region and consolidate it with CMD or Ctrl J. Warp will usually be on by default for audio clips in Live. For now, keep warp on. Now we create the tape stop using warp mode, and this is the most important setting in the whole lesson. Click your printed clip. In clip view, make sure warp is on, and set warp mode to repitch. Repitch is the one that behaves like tape. As it slows down, it pitches down. If you use a different warp mode, you'll often get that time stretchy, rubbery sound instead of a real tape break feel. Now decide where the slowdown starts. A really practical beginner starting point is the last half bar before the drop. So we're going to place warp markers and stretch the end. Zoom in near the downbeat of the drop bar 33, beat 1 in our example. You want to be able to see the transients clearly. First, find the exact spot where you want the slowdown to begin. This is usually right after a musical phrase feels complete. Often it's a snare hit, a fill ending, or the last strong transient before the final push. At that point, insert a warp marker, then place another warp marker exactly at the drop downbeat, bar 33 beat 1. Now here's the trick. Grab the warp marker at the drop and drag it to the right, later in time. What you're doing is forcing that piece of audio to take longer to reach the drop point. And because we're in repitch, you hear it slow down and pitch down naturally. Don't overdo it at first. A good target is extending the end by about an eighth note to a quarter note. If you stretch too far, it turns into mush and you lose punch. We want drama, but controlled drama. Now let's make the drop hit clean, because this is where most tape stops fail. Tape stops are exciting, but they can smear your impact if the slowed audio runs right into the drop. So we're going to create a micro gap. Cut the printed clip right before the drop. Then leave a tiny bit of silence, something like a 16th note up to an 8th note. In DNB, even a 16th can feel huge because the tempo is fast. Listen back. That little empty space is like pulling the floor out for a split second, so when the kick and snare come back, it feels explosive. Now, clicks and pops. Anytime you do hard edits, you risk getting a tick at the cut. So add a short fade out on the end of the tape stop clip. Something like 5 to 30 milliseconds is usually enough, depending on the material. If you still hear a tick even after the clip fade, here's a safety net. Automate a tiny track volume fade in arrangement view right at that cut. Super short, just enough to smooth the discontinuity. Next, let's talk low end, because tape stops can blow up your subs. When you slow audio down, low frequencies can get huge, and the master can clip fast. Put an EQ8 on the tape stop print track. High pass gently at around 25 to 35 Hz. You're not removing bass, you're removing the useless sub rumble that eats headroom. If it gets boomy during the slowdown, try a gentle dip somewhere around 50 to 80 Hz. Move it until it's calmer. Another coach tip. While you're designing, it's okay to temporarily throw a limiter on the master just to catch surprise peaks. Don't rely on it forever, but it can protect your ears while you experiment. Also check mono occasionally, because tape stops can create weird low-end phase and sudden peaks. Alright, now let's add the reveal drama. The tape stop alone is cool, but tape stop plus movement is where it feels like a real DNB moment. First, a reverb throw. This is classic. Create a return track with hybrid reverb or regular reverb, then put an EQ8 after the reverb. On the reverb, try a predelay of around 15 to 30 milliseconds and a decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds. Then on EQ8, roll off the low's low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, so the reverb doesn't muddy up the transition. Now automate your send level up during the last half bar into the tape stop. You're basically throwing the sound into a big space right before you pull the plug. And one more really important pro sounding move. Don't let that big reverb wash over your drop. You can gate the reverb return right before the downbeat, or automate the return volume down fast, so the drop arrives clean. Next, a filter sweep into the stop. On tape stop print, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB mode. Automate the cutoff down toward maybe 200 to 800 Hz near the end. Add just a touch of resonance, like 10 to 20%, but don't go crazy. Too much resonance can whistle or spike. This filter move makes the slowdown feel more like it's collapsing inward, and it also clears space for the drop. Now let's talk arrangement, because timing is everything in DNB. A really effective structure is a mini fill right before the stop, then the stop lasts a beat to half a bar, then a micro gap, then the drop. For example, bar 32 beat 3, you do a quick snare flam or a break edit. Bar 32 beat 4, the tape stop happens, then a 16th note of silence. Then bar 33, the full drop with a crash and the sub re-entering clean. And here's a really specific coaching note, protect the drop transient. If your printed clip includes the first kick or crash of the drop, you'll soften the impact. So when you record your print, end it earlier than you think, and let the actual drop elements live on their own clean tracks. Also, keep a dry reference. Duplicate your printed clip and mute the duplicate. If you start getting lost with edits and warping, unmute the dry version for a reality check on timing and energy. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can avoid the pain. If warp mode is not set to repitch, it won't sound like tape. It'll sound like stretching. If you overstretch, the slowdown turns to mush and the groove loses urgency. If you don't fade at the cut, you get clicks. If you don't manage sub, you clip the master or the transition becomes a low-end mess. And watch out that you're not tape-stopping the drop itself by accident. Always print only the pre-drop region and keep the drop clean and untouched. Now, if you want a couple spicy variations once you've nailed the basic version, here are three quick ones. 1. The two-stage slowdown. Do a gentle slowdown over the last half bar, then cut to a second clip that slows much harder over the final eighth note. It feels like it catches, then collapses. 2. The wet only stop. Instead of tape stopping the whole mix, record just the reverb return to audio, tape stop that wet tail, and cut your dry elements out. The drop hits super clean while the room does the drama. 3. Split band control. Duplicate the print into two tracks. High pass one at around 150 Hz for mids and highs, low pass the other for lows. Tape stop only the mids and highs, and keep the lows short or muted near the end so the sub impact stays tight. Alright, mini practice exercise to lock this in. Take one bar of pre-drop, print it to tape stop print, then make three versions. Version A, a subtle quarter bar stop. Version B, a standard half bar stop. Version C, a dramatic one bar stop. For each one, repitch warp, micro gap of about a 16th note, and a short fade to kill clicks. Then a slash B them against your drop and pick the one that hits hardest. Let's recap the core workflow. Print the pre-drop audio to a dedicated track in arrangement view. Set warp to repitch. Place warp markers and drag the end marker later to force the slowdown. Cut a micro gap before the drop and add fades. Add reverb throw and filter automation for that proper DNB reveal vibe. And keep the drop clean. Protect the transient. Tame the subs, and don't let reverb smear over the downbeat. If you tell me your exact tempo and which bar your drop starts on, I can suggest a precise slowdown length and a simple automation curve that fits your arrangement perfectly.